פרשת השבוע, פרשת ואירה. פרשת ואירה is the parasha with the התחלה of the גאולה. פסוק says, לכן אמור לבני ישראל אני השם, והוצאתי אתכם, והצלתי אתכם, וגואלתי אתכם, ולקחתי אתכם. ארבעה לשונות של גאולה. ארבעה לשונות של גאולה. והוצאתי, והצלתי, וגואלתי, ולקחתי. ארבעה כנגד ארבעה לשונות של גאולה. We all know, ארבע כוסס, ארבע כוסס on ליל הסדר. But the question is, Rabbi said, the Maisa, there was only one Geula. There was only one Yitziat Mitzrayim. So Hashem decided to say it with four Lishonot. Okay. Why does that require us to have Arba Kosot? Why does that require that we have to somehow celebrate? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it four ways. Hashem said it. Voitsesi, vitsalti, vigoalti, velokachti. What difference does it make how Hashem said?
As kanireh.
There is not just arba lishonot shel geula, not just four different ways, four different, we call them synonyms.
This is very chashuv.
B'loshon kodesh, there's no such thing as a synonym. Synonym means it's the same thing, it's just another way of saying it. There's like fancy way and not fancy way. Every word in Lashon Kodesh has different mashmaut. So these Arba Lishonot Shel Geula are four different aspects of the Geula. Or maybe, says the Klei Yakar, four different Shlavim in the Geula. Four Shlavim in the Geula. Four different levels. Four different stages in the Geula. And we're going to try to understand that. There's numerous different mefarshim. We're going to go with kanireh zachur li apshat shel haklei yoker. The pasuk says the following thing: Lachain emor lebnei Yisrael ani Hashem. Voitzesi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. That's shlav aleph. That's the first thing. Voitzesi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. Because the Jewish people, when they were in Mitzrayim, savlu. What does savlu mean? They suffered. Because when they were slaves, they were being beaten, they were being whipped. They were being tortured. Slaves. Physical. There was oppression. The first thing was the Mitzrayim stopped hitting them. Maybe you still have your work quota that you have to fulfill, but it's no longer, you know, that they're like treating them like animals. That's Voitzesi.
Shlav Aleph. Shlav bet, vihitzalti eschem meavoidosam,
is the Jewish people have a work quota. They are working morning till night. They're building. They're pushing themselves. They're constantly being expected to accomplish.
The second shlav is vihitzalti eschem meavoidosam.
Don't have to work anymore. You're no one's slave. The first shlav was that you're not being persecuted. The second shlav is that you're no one's slave.
V'ga'alti eschem bizroa netuya.
Fine, they're no one's slave, but in the end of the day, they're immigrants. In the end of the day, they're lower class citizens. They're nobodies in Mitzrayim. They're not Egyptians. They're there in a foreign land, feeling very out of place.
Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "V'ga'alti eschem bizroa netuya."
I will take you out of Mitzrayim, and when you're out of Mitzrayim, you will not have to feel that you are inferior.
Shlav Gimel. Shlav Dalid. Velokachti eschem li la'am.
Okay, so we're just like everybody else, you know? We're just another nation. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. The fourth Lashon of Geulah is Velokachti eschem li la'am.
You're going to become my people. You're going to become. Those are the four different Lashonot of Geulah.
Arba Shlavim. Four different levels in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's process of bringing Klal Yisrael to Him.
Im ani lo toef, I don't forget, I think it's the Meshech Chochma. Explains, why is it in Arba Kosot Shel Yayin? Why don't we have Arba Matzot, or four potatoes? We don't have that many choices on Pesach, right? But potatoes would work. Why Arba Kosot Shel Yayin? Says that, Im ani lo toef, it's the Meshech Chochma. He says, because the same way each Shlav of the process is building on the other. First it's a little, then it's a little bit more, and then it's more. What is the only thing that a person can ingest that one thing like it builds on the other is wine. One cup of wine, okay, tastes good. Second cup of wine, feeling good. Third cup of wine, says the Meshech Chochma, that's what wine does. It's a build-up. The same way, this is what's happening to Klal Yisrael. First, this is the beginning stages of the Geula. Then there's the next stage of the Geula. And then it keeps on going until you're at Arba Kosot Shel Geula. There's an interesting halacha, which based on this concept that we're speaking about, is Musbar, we can explain. A person is allowed to be Marba Kosot Shel Yayin on the night of a Seder. It's not advisable for people with our body mass, but a person can. Between the third and the fourth cup, Asur, it's Asur to be Marba Kosot. Between the third and the fourth Kois, the third and the fourth Kois have to be Tzamud. Why? Why? So I saw in the Sefer Gionei Halacha, Yitzchak Mirsky, quoting from others, there's danger in celebrating between the third and the fourth stage of the Geula. What's the third stage of the Geula? The third stage of the Geula is V'go'alti Eschem. You're taken out. Now you're free. Free to do what? Free to do what? Liyot am chafshi. We want to be just a free people. We want to celebrate our freedom and just go crazy. No. It has to come immediately followed with Velokachti eschem li la'am. You can't celebrate between those two. You can't have marba kosot between the third and fourth coast. We have to go immediately. We left from being avdei paro to understand that there's a purpose to our freedom. Because now we are ana avda dikudesha berichu. I am now the slave. I'm the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a purpose of this. It's not just so I could just run wild and do whatever I want. That is why between the third and fourth coast, it's asur lafsik. There is a fifth elusive Lashon Shel Geula. There's a fifth Lashon Shel Geula, which we didn't mention, which is, the Pasuk says, Ve'evesi eschem el ha'oretz asher nasasi. There's five Lashonot. It says, Ve'otzeisi eschem, Ve'itzalti eschem, Ve'go'alti eschem, Ve'lokachti eschem, Ve'evesi eschem. It's five Lashonot. We all the time talk about four Lashonot. Four Kosot. But there's five. Why don't we have five Kosot? And the answer is, four of the Lashonot of Geula were final. Four of the Lashonot of Geula were not removable. Klal Yisrael had what's called a Cheirus Oilam. We were taken out of Mitzrayim. It's an eternal freedom. How do we understand that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us as His people. That's eternal. There's no turning back from that. The fifth Lashon of Geula is Vehevesi Eschem El Ha'aretz. I will bring you to the land. That was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has removed from us.
taken away from us. We've had times when Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we cannot really celebrate the fifth Lashon of Geula like the other four. It's interesting to note, there is a fifth Kos on the night of the Seder. Does anyone know which Kos I'm referring to? Kos of Eliyahu HaNavi. We have the Kos, but we don't drink it. We don't drink it. Because when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, that's when Lishana Haba Birushalayim Habinuya, that's when we're going to have everyone back here in Yerushalayim, and we'll drink that Kos. We will drink that Kos, that fifth Kos. That's the fifth Lashon HaNavi. Now, it's interesting. The number four seems to be a very big number when we speak about the Leila Seder. A very, very important number. It keeps on coming up. It's a recurring theme, the number four. Arba Lashonot Shel Geula. There's the Arba Kosot. There's the Arba Bonim. Can I get Arba Bonim, Dibra Torah? There's the Arba Kushiyot. Arba Nishtana, Ma Nishtana. There's Arba Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shanasan Torah Mitzvah Baruch Hu Arba Pamim Baruch. 4 days between Yud Nisan, Yudal Nisan, 4 days where they had the Korban Pesach, which was, they were preparing for the number four is over and over again on the Leila Seder. It's interesting. What is it? There seems to be almost an infatuation with the number four. I want to tell you something. Back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the four questions were different four questions. Because they had the Korban Pesach. Now we don't have the Korban Pesach, so we substituted, we took out that Kushan and put another one in. Why? Kanireh, we need four questions. We got to have four questions. What's with four? Four's a big number. As in it said, in Asot Lavin, I want to explain to you what was Yitzias Mitzrayim. What was the tafkid of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What was the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What are you supposed to take out of Yitzias Mitzrayim? And now that we are experiencing the Parshiot, so we have to try to draw the inspiration. And Bevadai, Leila Seder, we try to celebrate it. But if you're not, don't have the Shvashim from the Parshiot, okay. He said, Pam. Time after time, we always mention Nia Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Zeichel Litzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Litzias. Everything is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole time. We're like infatuated with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Something happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim that changed us as a people, which is it gave us the Yisodot, the foundation for Emunah. The Yisodot of Emunah are all in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim, what's Hashem saying? You believe in me, I took you out of Mitzrayim. You keep Shabbos, I took you out of Mitzrayim. You do everything, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basis, is the yisoid of our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Boy, medaber zeh ba'arichut, enyan shel nisim gluyim, that'll bring us to understand nisim nistorim, that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that yisoid is munach in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shamati davar nifla, Meir Moshe Shapiro, shiye bari, ve'ezot Hashem shiye b'fuah shleima. He said, if you look at the Midrashim, all of the animamins, the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Torah, are all tamun in the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every one of them. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tchias HaMeisim, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, all of you go through all of the animamins, every one of them you'll find somewhere tamun, buried, hidden in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the story of our emunah. Azma. the Maral, Mon Madian. The Maral says that naturally women have stronger emunah than men have. Women naturally are people that are more faithful. They have more faith than men. It's their teva. The word emunah is Lashon Nekeva. If it would be Lashon Zachar, what would the word be? Imun. Imun is Lashon Zachar. Emunah is Lashon Nekeva. You have to have emunah. Is saying you have to tap in with this koach of a nekeva, of a feminine, which is to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It stems from Lashon Nekeva. So Rabbi say, who are the people that were mashrish emunah in Klal Yisrael? If it comes from the foundation, what is the source of the foundation of our emunah? The Arba'i Ma'ot. The Arba'i Ma'ot were the ones that gave us our emunah. That's where it came from. And there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, Klal Yisrael is a Mitzrayim, and the men were ready to give up. They're like, forget this. I can't do this anymore. It's over. And the women, they got dressed up, and they put on makeup. How could you put on makeup in Mitzrayim? They did it, and they went out to the husbands, and they cheered them up. It was the women. It wasn't the men. It was the emunah of the women, Shumnashim Tzidkanias, that Klal Yisrael was able to like pull through. So we're going to celebrate the foundation, the basis of our emunah. We're going to celebrate it with the Arba'a Imaot, with the four mothers. That's really what Yitzias Mitzrayim is to celebrate. So we have to understand two things. Number one is, it's Ma'od Manyan, for sure. The hardest Yom Tov for a woman is Pesach, without a question. They slave away over there. It's like, you know, trying to... And this is Be'ikar, their Yom Tov. The second hardest Yom Tov for a woman, I believe, is Purim. The men are like having parties over there, and the women are like, you know, like, where's my place? And this, that was Esther. So these are... Because Boko has a way that a woman has to understand how to connect. But we have to be very much... Be mechabed and mechavev, our mothers, because they're the ones that are mashrish emunah. They're the ones that give us our faith. Bifrat on Pesach. The other thing is to realize that Pesach is the leil emunah. That's what it is. It's the night where we have to have faith. There's an interesting halacha. The night of the seder, which is that a person is not supposed, doesn't have to say all of the tefillot that he says by kriyas shma lamita. You just say Shema and Amapil v'zeo. All the other things, you know, because you're afraid of Mazikim, don't say it. Have Emunah. Also, it's brought down if a person is living in a place where it's not considered Ruchim Sakana, not to lock the door. Emunah. This is the night when we're trying to build our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're in a Makom of Sakana, it could be that it's Shchichi Mazikim, that a person shouldn't do it, but Akopanim, the idea, the concept, is that we have to build our emunah. Our emunah is built through Yitzias Mitzrayim. After we build our emunah, then we go to Shavuot. Shavuot, it's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shavuot celebrates the Mispar Shalosh. Mispar Shalosh is celebrated on Shavuot. It's the Chodesh HaShlishi. It's the Torah is Mechulak. The Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim is Shlishi, given to Am Yisrael, which is Kohen Levi Yisrael, is Shlishi. Shlishi, 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 Shlosh Yisimei Agbola, Shlishi, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. The whole Shavuot, we're busy with the number three. The whole Pesach, we're busy with the number four. And now we've segued to the number three. You know what that is? Because Shavuot is for the men. Shavuot is Torah. Torah, men are better at than women. Noshim Daitan Kalas, Torah is not for them. Shavuos, women don't have such a hard time with. It's the men that have to stay up the whole night. That's the men that have it's the challenge on Shavuot. Pesach is about the lev, is about the heart. Pesach is about the emunah. Emunah is something in a person's heart. Shavuot is about the rosh. It's about the mind. It's about a person who's dedicating his mind to Torah. Those are the two different things that a person has to try to work on. What happens with Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechabed lev Paro, because Klal Yisrael was themselves working on their lev, and because Klal Yisrael had the emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not able to keilu to affect the lev of Paro. We should be zeicha during these weeks as we're trying to relive the geula of Mitzrayim, to be mechazik in our emunah. An emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezrat Hashem is going to take us out, every one of us, out of our own mitzarim, out of our own challenges. Every one of us has private, we have a private Mitzrayim. And Be'ezrat Hashem will be zoicha to the geula shleima v'mehera yameinu.
Which was last week for Pesach.